Country Pop FM.
It is the Bob Almanac today, pre-4th of July Almanac. There is a festive feeling here, just an air of just ready to let loose here in the Bob Studios. Can you sense it?
It's palpable.
You can kind of feel it.
Yeah.
This is the date, Wednesday, July 3rd. Before we get into the actual Almanac goodies, we need to do a Bob Almanac salute.
Mm. Oh, one more thing. If you can find a better car, buy it.
Lee Iacocca. He's the guy who gave us the Mustang. Pretty good car.
And the K-car.
And, of course, he hopped up the LeBaron. Made the LeBaron into what it was.
I didn't know he gave us the Mustang.
When he was with Ford.
Oh,
he sure did.
Nice.
He sure did. He's the one who came up with the idea for the Mustang, and then he rode that success at Ford to Chrysler, where he basically saved Chrysler. Chrysler was dead.
Yes. Yeah, they were dead
in the
water.
Dead, and he came up with some cars, including the minivan. And I'm pretty sure he probably came up with your Plymouth Horizon or your Dodge Omni or whatever that was you had.
Yeah, right.
Was it an Omni or Horizon?
I had the Horizon.
Horizon. So Lee Iacocca passing away at the age of 94 yesterday. Wednesday, July 3rd, 184 in, 181 left, 1863. The Civil War Battle of Gettysburg ended on this date.
Oof.
Northern troops forced Confederate soldiers to retreat. It was a deadly battle.
Bloody.
And we remember it to this date, of course, with the Northern and the Union getting the win there. It was a pivotal win.
Yes, it was.
In the
Started
Civil
to
War.
Turn the tide.
1863. 1890, we now had our own supply of potatoes because Idaho became a state. Prior to that, all the potatoes were going to Southeast Asia and also to Scotland, Ireland, the Irish Isles, so they wouldn't have another potato famine. But
some
now, finally,
Canada, I'm sure
we brought them. We brought them in house, Idaho.
Okay. That was a good
43rd
play.
State. This state, 1890. How about 1940? This show debuted.
Hey, Abbott!
No, Costello.
Oh, Abbott, will you stop that noise? What are you doing here in the studio dressed in your bathing suit? Well, I spent all day trying to get my car out of the swimming pool.
That's what you want to see is
Costello
in a bathing suit.
Aye,
always
aye.
Great. Good thing it was radio.
No doubt.
Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. Abbott and Costello radio show debuted this date, 1940.
I wonder if they liked each other at that point.
I don't know.
I think they still, maybe they still
maybe
did.
Maybe at the beginning. It has to be at the beginning.
Right.
You would think, at least.
Right.
1945, we're talking about automakers.
Then, on to one of Henry Ford's great bomber plants. Where automobile fenders once were made, aircraft propellers are turned out by the thousands.
The point
little
of
little newsreel about how the automobile industry during World War II basically, I didn't say basically, they did. They stopped producing passenger vehicles for the public and completely supported the war effort. It's really hard to put into words and describe the kind of effort that was put forth for World War II.
Yeah.
And the number, because of the industry, the number of planes and tanks and vehicles and armaments that were produced because we were able to take the industrial might of the United States and steer it towards the war effort. I mean, you're battling on both fronts, you know, two fronts, Europe, Pacific. We needed help. We needed to do that. And,
right.
And they did.
So they stopped making cars.
But today.
For a few years, right?
From 42 to 45, this date in 45, a passenger car rolled off the assembly line at the Ford Motor Company in Detroit for the first time in 3 years.
3 years. Wow.
3 years. Mm. So there's a 3 year gap there where there's not a 44 Ford Fairlane or whatever they were building, I guess. There wasn't. There just wasn't.
Nope.
Because they weren't building them. How about some baseball notes? 1968, Cleveland pitcher Louis Tiant.
Oh,
remember
yes.
him? He was with Cleveland. This was before he was traded to the Twins for Dean Chance and Craig Nettles. Remember that?
I do. Very well.
Louis Tiant struck out 19 Minnesota Twins in 10 innings. It was a 10-inning game.
Yeah.
1-0 was the final.
He would show his back to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember
His windup was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
He would basically square up to center, straightaway center field. He was checking the scoreboard.
Yeah, he'd be looking straight out at center.
Weird. He wanted to check the out-of-town scoreboard. That's what he was doing.
He was character and a very fine pitcher.
And we had him, but then we released him, and then he went on to the Red Sox eventually and became a legend, really a Red Sox legend.
Yep.
1971, the Doors lead singer Jim Morrison died on this date in Paris.
Very young.
He was only 27. It was a drug overdose. He was found in the bathtub of his Paris hotel. This date in 71. 1989.
I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Yeah, Batman with Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton was not a bad Batman.
No, he did a nice job.
He did a nice job. 1989, that movie was huge. It set the record for the quickest movie to 100 million. It took 10 days to get to 100 million back then. Now it's like one day for an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And then he showed up as the bad guy in this new Spider-Man.
Oh, he did. You are correct. Yeah, he sure was. That was in 1989. 2001, we're remembering somebody.
The cigarette smoke kind of hangs in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Rednecks, white socks, and blue ribbon beer.
Johnny Russell gave us this classic, and he died at the age of 61. Hmm. Here this date, 2001. 2006, an asteroid came very close to us, Neil. The asteroid XP-14.
Is that a video game?
Came by us. No, it's not. Asteroids. Pew, okay. Pew, pew.
I love that game.
2,680, actually 268,624 miles from Earth. You know what that is?
That's right next door.
No, if you put that into perspective, though, as far as space goes, that's like a golf ball whizzing right by your nose. As far as how big the galaxy is.
I suppose.
268,000 miles is like just whipping right in front of your face. That's how close. The people were really worried about this. Yeah. It was that close. It doesn't sound like close, 268,000 miles, but it really is. And then this day, 2012.
Some actors are so identified with the character they portray that when the actor passes away, it's almost as if we lost the character as well. That's the way many of us felt when we got word that Andy Griffith, also known as Sheriff Andy Taylor, died today. He was 86.
They forgot to mention that he loved Ritz crackers.
Yes, he did.
Andy Griffith was 86, passed away this date.
One of my all-time faves.
And Matlock, too. Don't forget about Matlock.
Matlock was a great show, too.
Birthdays.
I work for Dick Jones! Dick Jones! He's the number two guy at OCP! OCP runs the cops! You're a cop!
He was a bad guy in RoboCop, and he worked, I don't know if you heard that there, he worked for Dick Jones.
Evidently.
Kurt Wood Smith, he was also the father, one of the fathers, I guess, of Red on That 70s Show.
Oh, that's who it is.
That's the guy, right. Yes, with the receding hairline.
Yeah.
Kurt Wood Smith, 76. What time is it, Neil?
I'll bet TV theme time,
and
Jim.
You bet correctly. The Mod Squad and Michael Cole. Which one was he?
He was Pete.
Pete.
Yeah.
He's the one in the beginning, the opening credits where he's running. He's running in that. It looks like some kind of a tunnel or something.
Because it was Clarence somebody the third.
Clarence Williams the third.
Who was Link. And of course, Julie.
And a fine afro.
Yes.
So, Michael Cole, 74, happy birthday.
You can bet your heart on me, honey, you can be a winner.
Saw him last year at Iconic Fest. He could barely walk, his knees are shot, but still had some voice left.
Did they call him the Cherokee Cowboy?
I think they did. No, yeah.
Somebody's the Cherokee Cowboy.
Oh, that's Ray Price. Yeah.
Johnny Lee's the new Cherokee Cowboy.
He played the Cherokee fiddle.
That was it, Cherokee fiddle. Johnny Lee, 73, bet your heart on me, and you can bet your bottom dollar that he is 73. Happy birthday. WKRP, there were some people that preferred Bailey over Jennifer.
I like Bailey.
I mean, just because there's a little bit of dirty water, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You see, you keep the baby.
Well, I should certainly hope so.
You know, it's always a good idea to not have the sharpest tool in the shed running your news department.
Right.
That was Les Nessman,
that
of course.
Had to be confusing for Les.
It was very confusing. Jan Smithers, who played Bailey on WKRP, she wasn't on air. She was traffic and continuity.
Right.
She was but a very important part of that radio station up and down the dial. Jan Smithers, 70. Aaron Tippin is 61. We'll have a chance for you to select an Aaron Tippin song as a Bobathon kickoff.
Done.
Aaron Tippin, he knows about the Minnesota State Fair and the Bob booth. I'm sure he still tells his friends about it all the time.
I would think it was one of the highlights.
About his appearance and all the songs that he sang as the headliner.
He opened for Connie Lee.
That's right. 61 today.
I knew right from the start.
Gotta wait for it now.
Round and round.
Some 80s hair metal for you. The group Rat with two T's.
Two T's.
Two T's. Eric Percy is the lead singer for Rat.
Mega hit.
This was huge when I was in high school. We wore out our Rat out of the cellar tape. I had the tape.
Nice.
Back of community. Good tunes. They just don't make them like that anymore. Eric Percy, 63 today. Tom Cruise.
All right, talk to me, Goose.
He's still back there. He's closing in on us. He's closing fast.
I would say Goose did talk to him.
You know what?
When Tom Cruise tells you to talk to him, guess what?
You talk.
You know, he tells you to show you the money. He says, you know, I want the truth. Mm-hmm. And he got the truth.
Right.
And then he said, talk to me, Goose. And guess what? Goose talked to him. He has that kind of power.
He does.
Tom Cruise.
A lot of movies.
57.
The city of Washington was built on a stagnant swamp some 200 years ago, and very little has changed. It stank then, and it stinks now. Only today, it is the fetid stench of corruption that hangs in the air.
Sounds like she wants to drain the swamp.
She does.
Maybe Lisa Simpson running for president in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeardley Smith, who plays and does the voice of Lisa Simpson. Happy birthday today.
How old
55.
Is she?
55 for Yeardley Smith. But that doesn't mean Lisa Simpson's 55.
Right.
She has stayed the same age for, what, 30 years?
30 years,
here.
Yeah.
And then Kimmy Gibbler.
Who?
Hi, Deej. How's it going?
Oh, no! Not Kimmy Gobbler!
He's got my purse. What do I do? Watch this. All right, chum. Drop the purse right now, or I'm going to kiss you.
Yeah!
She was DJ's best friend on Full House.
Oh, sure.
Kimmy Gibbler.
Uh-huh.
Andrea Barber played that role. Unbelievably 43. She was kind of the Urkel.
Yes.
Or even Screech.
Yeah.
Where she was kind of normal and just kind of a little goofy early on and then made her totally weird later on and just kind of a caricature. And it was unfortunate because I think they really wasted her great acting talents.
Mm.
Andrea Barber.
But certainly not forgotten. Songwriter George M. Cohen, if you don't know the name, you would know who everybody has sang Yankee Doodle Dandy at some point. Certainly James Cagney has. And George Cohen, born on this day, 1878. And not a whole lot on the list today. We're going to get right down to Hall of Fame singer David Lynch.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Now, that's not him singing lead. Singing lead is Tony Williamson.
He's doing the...
Yep. Tony Williams singing lead, and then he's... And it wouldn't have been the same without that. You need the doo-wops in the background, don't
yeah.
you? I mean, it wouldn't be doo-wop without that.
It's not just the lead singer. It's the Platters.
Exactly.
They're a cumulative effort.
It is. It wasn't Tony Williams in the Platters. It was the Platters.
Right. And David Lynch is amongst the Platters there, and he's a Hall of Fame singer, and he was born on this day, 1929. Former twin, he was a leadoff hitter, an igniter, and his name was Cesar Tovar, and he was born on this day, 1940. He, along with Rod Carew, combined to steal 5 bases in 1 inning. That's still a major league record. Yeah.
Oh.
He hit a double, then stole third, then stole home. Then Carew got on and stole second, stole third, stole home. We stole home twice
Crazy.
In the same inning. Mickey Lolich, you should be ashamed of
Was
yourself.
Was that 69 when Carew stole seven?
7 times seven he home. Stole home.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Cesar Tovar, a fine hitter and a good guy. He was born on this day, 1940. He died very young of pancreatic cancer. And remember Laura Branigan?
Gloria.
St. Louis Blues wrote this song to a Stanley Cup championship. Did you know this was their rally song?
Really?
Yeah, them and their fans.
Nice. Laura Branigan is that singer who made Gloria so famous, and she was born on this day, 1957. She died, too, very young of a brain aneurysm.
Correct.
Laura Branigan, and they're all gone. but not forgotten, Jim.
Let's wish everybody a happy 4th of July, Neil.
I think we should.
Happy 4th of July to you.
As Americans,
and
we celebrate our independence.
Independence tomorrow. Come and celebrate early if you like at the Richfield Legion. No better place to celebrate than at an American Legion post. And this is post 435 in Richfield today, noon to 1.
What is our birthday today? 243?
Oh, gosh, don't ask me to do the math. I'm focusing on the no-repeat workday here. Would you like to start it out with Hank Williams Jr., Texas Women, Faith Hill, The Way You Love Me, or, I mentioned it, Aaron Tippin on his birthday, 61, Kiss This.
Kiss This.
Oh, it's a good choice. See ya. Happy 4th of July.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.